Ephphathah. Where have you heard that term before? You hear it when we have baptisms, right? I guess, technically speaking, it's not required, but it's an option, and we like to do it here. It's the Ephphathah rite, where you bless the ears and the mouth of the one who's being baptized, and you talk about how may they be opened to hear the word of God and to proclaim the word of God. Open to faith and open to praising the Lord. We'll talk more about that in a second. But first I want to go through some of the other stuff we heard today. Our collect begins by talking about how we are received, about how we are redeemed and receive adoption by Christ. We can't emphasize and remind ourselves of that too often, that through the work of Christ, God has adopted us to be his children. Through the work of Christ and through the coming of the Holy Spirit, giving us that seed where we grow more and more into Christ's image, into the image of the very Son of God, if we cooperate with that grace through prayer, through good works, and through the Scriptures. And if we become sons and daughters of God, that means that we have an inheritance waiting for us. That means that we inherit our share of God's kingdom. And it's an amazing mystery to think about. We are called to greater things than what this world can provide. And so there's great hope, even when we go through times like Isaiah is talking about. Of course, they're in the time of exile, and we know that we have our troubles in this life. If there's one thing that I've learned as a priest in almost 2 years, is that so many people have painful things that they deal with that nobody else knows about. And through Isaiah, the Lord is telling us today, as the Italians would say, coraggio, have courage, don't be afraid. Remember that the Lord's guidance and love is there to guide you through the painful times. And remember that Jesus went through every kind of pain and loneliness and rejection and sadness that humankind can go through. He entered into death itself. In a way, from the grave, he took our hands in order to lead us out of the grave. And so that's why Isaiah is telling us today, have courage, don't be afraid, the Lord will be with you. And so when we get to the gospel, we see Jesus with the symbolism of the spiritual opening of the ears and of the mouth. First of all, what does he do? He takes him away. He takes him away from the crowd. It's like that personal meeting with Jesus, listening to his words from his own lips, looking into his eyes, looking into his heart, and letting him begin to open your eyes, your heart, your mind, and your mouth to praise him. He says, Ephphathah, be opened. And so may we pray that we may be open and that his grace may begin to work in us the way St. James is talking about today. One effect of the grace of Christ where he says, you know, how do you look at your neighbor? When the grace of Christ begins to work in us, we begin to see God, ourselves, and our neighbor, the way God sees us. And so, like James is saying, we might be tempted to pay more attention to the one who is in fine clothes and to kind of neglect the one who is poor in this world and shabby. But the way the Lord sees it is the grace of faith and charity are so much more important than that. And when we, and if we could see our neighbor the way God sees him, we would see that he's destined for that great inheritance. And so today, let us pray that through the opening of our eyes and minds and ears, through the deepening of faith in the Holy Eucharist, that that grace may grow in us, that we may praise the Lord. May our hearts and ears and mouths be opened. Ephatha.